What is freedom for? Sacrifice or oblation you wish not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. That is the psalm we read today. And that same psalm is quoted in the letter to the Hebrews. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. Behold, I come to do your will, O God. What is freedom for? The eternal triune God, perfectly free and content in himself. The Son chose to become man in obedience to the Father, in order that that man, that body, that those ears prepared for obedience could obey the Father and give his life on the cross in that loving obedience, that he could take on the gift of human freedom to show us how human freedom is used. And even the ability to do that depended on the free choice of Mary. Mary was asked a question. Mary was given the opportunity. She could have said no, but she did not. She said yes and freely did so and allowed the Son to take on a human nature, both God and man, truly divine, truly human, in order to show us the most perfect use of human freedom on the cross. What is freedom for? Mary's yes leads to life for Jesus Christ in his human nature. The Son's yes leads to the life of the world and the life of the church. Our yes leads to life for ourselves and for those who are close to us. And we can see this from the very beginning of creation in the early design that God had given to mankind. The first commandment he gave to human beings is to go forth to be fruitful and multiply, that they are to obey him in order to produce life and produce life in abundance. And it is through the act of disobedience that they lose the gift of eternal life. And this freedom that we have been given is especially important in the family life and in our vocation, be it religious life or priesthood or married. Freedom is meant to be ordered towards obedience. As von Balthasar once said, that freedom gives itself the form of unfreedom for the sake of the beloved, that it chooses to obey and give itself up in love. And we see this when Paul talks about married couples. He talks about being submissive to one another, obeying each other after Christ in the church. Jesus Christ came, obeyed the Father, gave his life, and gave us the church. The church continues to be obedient to Jesus Christ. And in a way, Jesus Christ is obedient to the church. At the words of the priest, he comes. He performs a miracle in the Mass every time in obedience to the church, in obedience he gave freely. And we see how important this free gift of obedience is in the family life, especially when it is not followed. When we see that couples who fail to submit to one another after the example of Christ in the church end in divorce and cause broken families, which we know lead to a fractured society, an increase in crime and unhappiness. We see it in particular in the failings of Catholics to act in obedience to the encyclical Humanae Vitae, where the widespread disobedience to the church and the use of contraception, where the no was given instead of a yes, a no to life, led to a widespread misunderstanding of what marriage and the sexual act is for. Abortion, gay marriage, those things would never have been possible if every Catholic had stood up and say, we will say yes. We will be obedient and be open to life, recognizing that our freedom is not there for our sake. What is freedom for? It is to say yes. It is to give itself in order to be open to life as God has given it to us. What is freedom for? That we might say freely, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word.